Every second that passes now is the opportunity to succeed. You have the potential today to be special. Succeed into something worthy, something with the power to change, to adapt. Adapt into the person you've always wanted to be. You have this opportunity today to be something with purpose, something with potential, something that has the power to improve, to really make it past your fears, to become the boundaries that have always held you back. You have always had the strength to push past these boundaries. To move past this, you need to know your power. Know how much you can really grow. This power is endless. You need to know that you can always strengthen yourself. You have the life to be better. Become something better. You can always change. You can always change. The risk is the one you have to be willing to take. Today is the day. Take this challenge. Today is your opportunity. This is the time to become something with worth, to work towards something that you can be proud of.
I believe anyone can change. It's never too late to change, and you can actually use the things in your past, use the darkness to, you can redeem it. The no's just feel like you need, you know, there are these roadblocks that you need to push through. You need to find a way. You just have to ask, and then you have to push through the no's. Boy, if I could count the no's, I mean, there's tens of thousands of no's that we've all heard over the last decade.
There's no such thing as a no until you get a yes.
It's just a part of the game is having the ability to continue to believe in yourself, even, like I say, in the face of evidence to the contrary.
One doesn't get to a place of success without having made mistakes. One of my closest friends passed away about 9 years ago, Michael Crichton, the great author, used to always say to me, there's always another racetrack. There's always another game. So take your game and ratchet it down just a drop, and you're going to have another game. And he was right.
Let's move on. Yeah. Move on. Mistakes are a part of it. Mistakes are a part of it. Yeah.
I think you can have impact and still be driven out. I think you cannot have impact and then have impact. And I think it's all timing. I have friends who have passed who've had more impact in their passing than they had when they were alive. And I have friends that had it when they were alive, and when they passed, people have forgotten about them.
When you achieve success, it may not match your picture, right? It may not match your vision of what you thought, but you've got to be flexible. But once you get there, no matter how old you are, you've got to deal with the trappings of success. Complacency, arrogance, laziness. And to do that successfully, you need people around you to help you. I think self-love is all about pushing yourself, demanding of yourself that you stretch and reach your boundaries. It is our failures that really benefit us more sometimes than our success. I think I've learned as much from my failures as I have from my successes, perhaps more. But I recognize that they're really important in terms of the overall growth of a human being, that you have to be willing to take risks. Part of taking risks is failing. Failure teaches us resilience, and resilience is an essential quality for a human being to have and exercise liberally. We're gonna get beat down in the world, but it's our resilient nature that really proves out to be, I think, our most attractive quality as human beings, the ability to bounce back, to look at situations and just reset yourself, right? Reset yourself. Passion, I think, fuels the effort in being resilient, right? I think passion, a passionate underpinning, is what helps you tell yourself that story that wasn't this time, may not be the next time, but I'm gonna keep trying until I get there. Passion is the antidote to self-doubt, because when you're in your passion space, you don't have time to have all that negative talk invade your thought process. When you're in your passion space, you know, you're leaning forward in the world. When you're in your passion space, you're actually looking for a way to be effective. It's passion that gets me through the day. I believe that everybody, you just haven't been exposed to enough. If you haven't found what you're passionate about, you just haven't been exposed to enough. You haven't found it yet. It's not that you don't have any. You just haven't found what your triggers are yet. And they say it has everything to do with, you know, what you're good at, where your bliss lies. I believe in hard work, and I believe in setting goals, and I believe in you know, working as hard as you can towards those goals, and that will bring its own reward, because it's not always about the destination, you know? It actually is about the journey. That which we focus our imaginations on, Tom, is what we manifest in this realm. That's the secret. That's the deal, right? Human beings are manifesting machines, and we manifest either consciously or unconsciously, but we manifest, right? We manifest. It's what we do.
The story is not over until you win. You write the direction for your life. You are the author. So why are you waiting for someone else to write it for you? Why are you waiting for something to happen, something to change, when you haven't written any words? Stop letting other people direct the path you want to be on. Remember who lives your life. You. You and only you. So make the decisions that define your life. The decisions that make you successful. The story is never over until you decide to put down the pen. You can win. You are winning. This power has no value. Keep writing. Don't stop designing, constructing, and upgrading your future, your legacy. This is your superpower. Belief. Because what you set as your goal is the belief to move forward. Stop murdering your legacy and your future. It's not worth the time. It's not worth the effort. Your journey begins now. So are you willing to write? Are you willing to become something? Bring the power, become the power, and succeed.
You don't have to be great to start. But to be great, you have to start. Life isn't all about being born into success or being born great. Because we all start in the exact same position. We're all born into equal opportunities. So why let this opportunity slip? Don't be afraid that you're not good enough to start the journey. God, you're worthy. You're more than worthy enough to start this journey. If anybody's qualified, it's you, because it's your journey. You don't have to be great. You just gotta want it. All you have to do is want it. Want this dream to be executed. And once you know that this journey is for you, that's whenever you can start to be great. When you're working hard, you're gonna know that you deserve success. You're gonna know that you have become something worthwhile. Take control and be in control. Man, you're better than you think you are. You have the potential to change this life you have. Be creative, work harder, and become a better person. You take this because you deserve this. Take the time now to succeed later. Take the time now to improve your tomorrow, because your tomorrow is your future. And if you make today better, you're setting yourself up for success tomorrow. The time is now. Your opening is happening right now. Your success is blooming in this very moment. Make peace with your past, because you're not going to let that spoil your present. There's always one thing that holds you back. And it's everything. Your progress halted. That one thing, one small thing that holds you back from boundless and endless opportunities, endless openings to succeed, and it's your past. You gotta stop letting your past hold you back. So I want you to accept what's happened, okay? Accept the mistakes that you made and move on. You gotta move past it, and you will move far past it to become a better version of yourself because you are amazing. Breathe and make this the moment where you change and let go of the past because you're better than your past. There's a reason it's in the past. You've grown past your past. So take action, become the success, take this journey, and step on the right path. I believe in you.